دكتور سيريك ديدينج ان اوفيس نوت اون بيشنت ليزا بيري بي اي ار ار واي ليزا الاي اس اي date of birth is 9/1/1970 date of service is 4/20/2023 per paragraph the patient is 52 year old white female was referred to see me by Dr. Sullo for evaluation of nephrotic syndrome period paragraph Dr. Cillo spelled C-I-L-L-O, period. Her past medical history includes hypertension for the last 15 years, diabetes mellitus type 2 for the last 19 years, ulcerative colitis for the last year, coronary artery disease has one stent placement in 2021, SLE since 2005, autoimmune encephalitis diagnosed recently, history of DVT in 1999, secondary to birth control pills, COVID-19 infection 2023 January. Kidney stone, Staghorn calculi, supposedly to trypsin in 2016, pre paragraph. Past surgical history includes ear tubes, placement, cholecystectomy, IVC filter placement, C section, tubal ligation, arterial stenting, coronaries, and right lower extremity, varicose vein stripping. Period. Allergy. She's allergic to penicillin, sulfa, and hydroxychloroquine. Period. Paragraph. Social history. Patient is single. Has one kid. No smoking. Occasional alcohol. No drugs. She works in sales in oil and gas. Period. Paragraph. Family history. Father with history of hypertension, diabetes, mellitus type 2, coronary artery disease, peripheral arterial disease, prostate cancer. He's deceased. Mother had coronary artery disease, diabetes, mellitus type 2, hypertension. Period. Also, she had breast cancer and skin cancer. Period. Brother died at age of 47 from a heart attack. He also had diabetes, hypertension. Her sister has diabetes mellitus type 2, pure paragraph. Current immunization patient has taken COVID-19 vaccines, two shots in 2021, one booster in 2022, pure paragraph. Review of systems, repeat, no headache, occasional brain fog and memory issues. She does have occasional chest pain at rest, no shortness of breath, occasional heartburn. She does have nausea attributed to her medications, no vomiting, no abdominal pain, occasional diarrhea at the end of the lifespan of her injection for ulcerative colitis. Nocturia times 2 at night, no straining upon urination. She has complete emptying. She does see foaming in the urine period. Her last period was in December 2022. She has no hot flashes. She does have leg swelling. All the systems reviewed are negative. Current medications are reviewed, include the following: carvedilol, tracheba insulin, isosorbide mononitrate, loperamide, metformin, Cellcept, Mounjaro, and Entyvio. Period. Paragraph. On physical examination, vital signs as mentioned above, HNT, pupil jump, reactive to lateral accommodation, injected conjunctiva, non-enteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid breathe bilaterally, no jugular vein cystinsia bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no repeat paragraph, making supple, no stiffness or rigidity. Heart sounds are regulated and rhythm, normal sinus 2, no memory, no friction of her lungs, active to auscultation, no crackles, no resistance, her abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no guarding rebound or rigidity extremities, two plus pitting edema at the lower extremities. I'm sorry, two plus non-pitting edema at the lower extremities. No skin rash noted and your exam is non-focal. Investigations available to me at this point include the following. Albumin to creatinine ratio of 3682 microgram per milligram of creatinine. Period. Paragraph. Assessment and plan. One nephrotic syndrome with nephrotic range proteinuria. We are going to do a full renal workup, including imaging studies, serologic workup, and quantification of proteinuria. Period. Differential diagnosis include possible diabetic nephropathy, possible hypertensive nephrosclerosis, possible lupus nephritis. She may need to have a kidney biopsy for delineating the etiology of her kidney disease. Period. Next diagnosis, hypertension, continue current antihypertensive medication, review her home blood pressure medication, her home blood pressure readings next visit. Next, diabetes mellitus type 2. We're going to check her hemoglobin A1c. Next, ulcerative colitis seeing and followed by GI. Next, history of kidney stone. We're going to do a 24-hour urine collection for metabolic stone workup. Next, coronary artery disease that's post-stenting. Next, PAD that's post-stenting. Next, SLE. Next, autoimmune encephalitis treated with immunosuppressants. Period. Next, patient will be placed on supplements to address possible spike protein toxicity from her COVID-19 gene injections. She's going to be started on detox protocol to help for healing, period. Paragraph. Thank you, Dr. Cillo, C-I-L-L-O, for allowing me to participate in your patient's care. I will see her back in around 2 to 3 weeks for further recommendations and for planning, and I'll keep you updated on her progress and report. Thanks. CC Dr. Cillo, C-I-L-L-O. Mark, M-A-R-K. I'm sorry, Mark, M-A-R-C. Mark Cillo, C-I-L-L-O, M-A-R-C. And report. Thanks.